RNZ Pacific News, kia ora ana, I'm Koroe Hawkins. Final checks are underway before the first aid flight due to land in Tonga sets off. A New Zealand C-130 Hercules is on standby with crucial supplies on board. A spokesperson for Defence Minister, Penny Henare, says the ash-covered runway in Nuku'alofa has been cleared, but final checks are being made. Officials in New Zealand are awaiting confirmation from Tonga that it will be safe to land on the runway. The official death toll from the volcanic eruption and subsequent tsunami in Tonga remains at 3. The New Zealand Foreign Affairs Minister, Nanaia Mahuta, says 2 Navy vessels have been sent and aerial images have been given to Tongan officials.
Of the images that have been sent to Tonga, and they are aerial images, they are there to help an on-ground assessment. And we are aware there is significant damage to the outer islands. 2 of those islands, Mango and Whonoifua, will undergo an evacuation of the numbers that are there. Our Navy vessels may well be in a position to help with that effort.
The New Zealand government says those on board the Navy vessels will help assess the damage, including possible changes to the seabed. They will also be bringing water and medical supplies with them. Nanaia Mahuta says the government is considering repatriation flights for those being evacuated who may have whānau in New Zealand. It appears almost every structure on the Tongan island of Atata have been wiped out. It's the second island in the kingdom that has been essentially totally destroyed after Saturday's volcanic eruption. Hamish Cardwell has more.
The island is home to the Royal Sunset Island Resort, and satellite images by a UN agency posted on its Facebook page show most of the dozens of homes and structures on the island have gone. The New Zealand Defence Force has described the damage to the island as catastrophic in its surveillance photo. The social media post says there were no casualties, and all residents have now been evacuated to the mainland. It says the resort was fully submerged by the tsunami and does not expect much of it to be left. About 100 people live on Atata. Earlier today it was confirmed that the entire village on Mango Island has been wiped out.
Villagers in Fiji's remote Lau group of islands are desperate for assistance after their homes were damaged by tsunami waves generated by the underwater volcanic eruption in Tonga last weekend. Some families have sought shelter with relatives on nearby islands. Fiji's government said the worst affected island is Mothe, which has 2 villages and a population of around 300 people. The disaster management minister, Nia Seruiratu, says help is on the way. He also urged the villagers to be vigilant, saying there's still the threat of another cyclone.
Listen to the advice and let's move when it is safe. Again, we are not out of the season yet. And as I stated the other day, the prediction is we will have 2 or 3 that will be coming our way. We've gone through the first one. God forbid we do not know what's coming next.
Tropical Cyclone Cody hit Fiji last week, leaving 1 man dead and widespread damage to homes and infrastructure. Fijian authorities warn the risk of air pollution in many parts of the country is high following the volcanic eruption in Tonga. Fiji's Health Secretary, Dr. James Fong, says the country's skies have been covered with dark clouds since last weekend.
And for that one, for us to deal with it, we have to make sure that all those at risk of respiratory disease, again, we need to have a line list of vulnerable people in the communities where the volcanic ash has gone over.
Fijians who suffer from asthma and other heart and lung infections are urged to remain cautious and ensure they have enough medication. A cable repair boat destined for Tonga, the Reliance, will leave Papua New Guinea for Samoa tomorrow. Tonga Cable Limited Chair Samuela Fonua says they're satisfied with the progress so far on getting the cable repaired, which was damaged during the recent volcanic eruption.
We've got the plan of work now for the cable vessel. So it's going to preparing now, and they are planning to leave Papua New Guinea on the 21st. It will take about 8 to 9 days, and then they will probably reach Samoa on the 30th.
In Samoa, the vessel will await clearance from the Tongan government to enter the kingdom and begin repair work. The Solomon Islands capital is in lockdown after the discovery of a possible case of community transmission of COVID-19. According to the government, the person who tested positive had travelled from the outer islands of Ontong Java on the 10th of January. This was after multiple cases of the virus were detected on the atoll, believed to have been introduced by illegal border crossers from neighbouring Papua New Guinea. Contact tracing is underway in Honiara for everyone who was on board the ferry, the MV Orca. The lockdown for Honiara started at 6 p.m. on Wednesday and will run until 6 a.m. on Saturday. The Samoa Cabinet has approved the medical transfer to New Zealand of opposition leader Tuilai Paasailele Malelengaoi. A cabinet minister said the former prime minister will travel on the next available flight. The 76-year-old was admitted to intensive care last Thursday and stayed in hospital for 5 days. Health officials told Radio Polynesia last week that Tuilaepa had a high fever. Tuilaepa has not been able to attend parliament since it resumed on Tuesday. A dairy analyst in New Zealand says a jump in milk prices is due to huge demand worldwide over limited supply. Economists have lifted their forecasts for farm gate milk prices, meaning farmers could get higher returns. ASB has revised its forecast to $9.10 per kilo of milk solids after an increase in this week's global dairy trade price index. The forecast is 70 cents more a kilo than the previous record payout in 2013. NZX dairy analyst Stuart Davidson says the market wants more dairy and milk than is available.
Basically, the global markets are screened for milk as best they can, and everyone struggled to get it. So we've seen the driving prices, as you know, the last events sort of explained. Everyone's just scrambling to get the product as soon as they can and secure it for, you know, the period going forward.
Stuart Davison expects Fonterra to reevaluate its forecast for the end-of-season payout in the coming months. More than 160,000 students in New Zealand are finding out their NCEA results today. The Qualifications Authority says provisional analysis shows overall attainment will be slightly lower than in 2020, but higher than in 2019. NZQA's Deputy Chief Executive Andrew Gray says that suggests the steps taken to support students following lockdown last year were largely successful. And that's news from RNZ Pacific. There's more on our website. Head over to rnzi.com.